Welcome to Red News Podcast 50. Woo! Are we celebrating?
You've not really done that. Fuck me.
Right, so I've got on the marvels of technology, Nathan, Steve and Ben, all sellers and contributors and various degenerates to the Red News cause. I'm going to say a little intro, stroke moan, stroke positivity, and then they're all going to speak and then we're all going to chip in. So I would say I've just watched an episode of Stranger Things that was such a strange thing that we've lost track of it, and we've just realised at the end we watched this episode a year ago. And I would call United's transfer dealings this summer a Stranger Things. See, it all links in, because I think the three signings we've made have been very good. Two are automatically going to improve us. I'm well impressed with Harry Maguire. I think he'll add the leadership. But I do get why we've not gone the extra mile, because this is Glazonomics and this is what United do. But we were crying out for a midfielder, a creative spark, and we've just lost 42 goals over two seasons. We didn't use the Lukaku money, and we're now overly relying on Rashford and Martial, who I hope come good. But you want to edge Greenwood in, which I'd hope with Europa and getting minutes there. But you don't want to be saying you're suddenly going to be playing 20 games, which ain't going to happen. So I'm trying to remain hopeful, but it's like Woodward and the Glazers just keep dragging you back to reality. And that's how I feel, that it's, I think we've taken a slight step forward, but we could have done better. So yeah. What do you all think? Right, who's going first, Steve?
I remember when we did like the podcast in Altrincham when we was all sat in the markets. I think we were all quite happy not to sign anyone, but just to get rid of Deadwood. And then I think we've had a couple of weeks to sort of reflect. And I think what pisses us all off is that surely there's a lift that Solskjaer gives to Woodward and just says, go and sign these players. And I presume that you put them in order, and if the top one don't want to come, then you go for the second one. If he don't want to come, you go for the third one. But that doesn't seem to have happened. And then we seem to be linked with everyone with 3 days to go. I'm quite happy that Lukaku's gone. I know that you're saying that you're missing 40-odd goals for over two seasons. But I think if you... He's shite, though, Barney.
He was last season.
He just sort of runs, and like if you hit the ball and you direct it in my head, it's going to go in the goal.
That's very simplistic.
Do you know, like a lot of people always say, like, oh, I'm better than him, or I could do what he does. My first touch is honestly better than
him. As I said before, my brother used to say that about Gary Birtles. It's not true. You're not, Steve. It's disappointing, but we're going over old ground. Why did he come back last year so overweight? He's been a proper tit this pre-season, apparently. You just think, I don't know, and then someone's put, the Italian defenders are going to be 10 times better than over here, so they're going to be on him like a fucking...
Is there any truth that he's fallen out with Pogba?
I don't know about that, but he's been a tit forcing the move, which, all right, fair enough. But the Deadwood, I mean, you can't criticise Ollie. If no one wants him, and no one wants him at those wages and fees, you can't get rid of him.
No, I didn't understand. Have I read that wrong, that Everton went in for Smalling? Was that a loan move?
They tried to get Smalling, didn't they? And then today they tried to get Rocco. And it's like, I thought the Everton manager
was intelligent.
Like they're saying that they didn't offer enough for Rojo today, and it's like, unless they were offering 10p, just take it.
Yeah.
It's like what benefit are we getting out of not selling him for a price that is just below what we wanted?
Yeah.
And we've still got him on the books. He's never going to play.
I'd take a gin and some cider, and
he knows now that we were trying to plug him. So
yeah.
What is the benefit? Like, say that they offered 5 mil less, or we don't know what the figures are.
Yeah.
What good do we have from having at least another 6 months of him on the books, paying his wages, knowing that he know that we didn't want him then?
But I think Rocco is mad enough to think I can prove Ollie wrong. But I think Ed's ego is that he thinks I can get a better amount for this player, and it never happens. So, I mean, the mad thing is, Matteo Darmian, I mean, he may well go, but as of now, is still a Man United player.
Do you know what? I think everyone's sort of failed to sort of see in this transfer window, and I'm sorry to like sort of cut straight to this, is that I was talking to a mate of mine who's a Liverpool fan yesterday, and I was talking to my other mate who was a City fan yesterday, and we were talking about football. And I think what a lot of people fail to realise is that Ed Woodward's got a massive ego. And we've said before that he wanted to spend £80-odd million on Paul Pogba. He wanted to be that bloke with his arm around the most expensive player in the world.
Yeah, I think he wants to still do that. It's the Glazer. It's not Woodward making the bigger decisions.
Yeah, and I think that's why as well that there's been no director of football come in, because it's the ego, as you say. I mean, he still thinks he is. He's describing himself as being that role, isn't he? So.
What do you think, Ben? Are you optimistic or pessimistic over it?
Well, for the season, I'd say I'm realistic. I mean, I agree with you on the players that have come in. I think the three that have come in will all be good signings. And I think you're right that two of them will improve the team immediately. And the other one is obviously longer term. But I think what Steve was saying about the fact that there's been no clear out is the biggest disappointment, really, isn't it? Because that's what we were promised, and why are we not offloading these players?
In one mitigation, we have got the potential for 15 games in the Europa, so you're going to need.
We don't need 8 centre halves, though, do we?
No. And no one wanted. You know, we offered Phil Jones to Leicester, nobody wanted him.
Yeah, well, you can't. You know, obviously, players, if people don't want them, but when, as you know, you've just discussed, if people are coming in, the bids for Smalling and Rojo. Smalling, I can understand a bit more. I can see why Ollie, he wouldn't be the first one that Ollie would want to get rid of. But Rojo particularly, he's got to be well down the pecking order.
In the madness of Twitter, I got called, "Are you on the Glazer payroll?" Because I said Smalling shouldn't be sold because he's the least worst of our worries. You know.
I can't agree with that. I'd rather get rid of Rojo and Jones before I get rid of Smalling. We've given them too big a wages and too big a contract, but who's going to come in and take over these players?
Yeah.
There's no point in criticising anyone for not being able to get rid of them. It's criticising them for giving them those contracts in the first place.
Yeah. Well, the madness is, and it affects everything, you know, Mandzukic, if it's true or not, but several papers suggest that it's a question of wages, you know, and the fee that he was. See, you hand out these daft wages, but then when it comes to someone who could actually help us for a year, you don't. So it's like, it's a twisted, backward thinking, the way we're approaching it. But you, Nathan, you've been positive about, you've been more positive than most of us.
Like everyone said, I don't know. Like, I'm glad that Lukaku didn't want to be there. Get rid of him. It's bad influence. If Pogba still ends up going, like, obviously that could still happen. And I'm grateful that the Dybala thing didn't happen, because it was he blatantly didn't want to come.
Yeah.
And it could easily have gone in the same way as Maria or Falcao, where they don't want to come, but we've pushed it through and pushed it and pushed it, and we've still got them, and it's not worked. So I'm glad that they've pulled out of that one, because I don't want the same thing to happen again and again. We should have got someone else in. Like, it's so frustrating. Like we're being linked with that Fernandez and stuff. I don't know a huge amount about him, but from what we've heard, it would have been a positive signing. And then he was being linked to Spurs, and he's ended up going nowhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, why were we not pushing for that? Like, the Ericsson thing, I can sort of understand. If he had his heart set on going to Spain or going abroad, he said he don't want to play in England at another club other than Spurs. I can understand that. But why are we not going in for, why are we not pushing for the, these people? I know we've signed three other good signings, but yeah, we need more than
that. That's a Steve. It's not, you've had your list, and also we knew Lukaku was going from, well, it was January, you know, or well, we knew certainly.
Yeah. Like when I was on that shoot and he was already talking about going to Inter. Yeah. It's like we've known for a long time.
So it's not like, you know, we're flaying around for a replacement and you're just putting that. And maybe Martial and, you know, Rashford both need the pressure of, right, you've got to deliver. But if either of them has an off. We are in. Where's your 50 goals going to come from? I mean, Sanchez, people forget. I want to be positive. I don't want to.
Every time we just forget that it exists.
No. What is Fred? Where is Fred? Why is Fred? Where is Sanchez? What is Sanchez? But you aren't. Very rarely do people turn around their United careers. You know, it doesn't happen out of dust, suddenly someone, Sheringham possibly had a bad 6 months, but, or not bad, but, you know, he had fans on him, but it's really, if we're, you know, I think we could get fourth if everything clicks into pace, possibly third at a stretch, but if we're saying Sanchez has to be the man, I've almost said he's not, but you're equating 50 goals to come from Pogba, Lingard, Rashford, Martial, at least.
Yeah.
That's what
difficult,
will keep
difficult
me.
To say, isn't it?
Yeah, but again, I've had enough of this summer. I've had enough. I love it when the transfer ends. I mean, the fucking speculation will start again tomorrow, but I can't stand it. It's so frenzied, you know. Like Mark, bless him, loves it.
Do you not think Twitter's got a lot to do with that, though? I mean, we've been linked with so many players. And I'll be honest with you, half of them I've never even heard of. So we've been linked with Bruno Fernandes, never ever seen him play. Couldn't tell you what he looked like if you walked past him in the street. And apparently he's the player that we really need for the next thing. I don't get it. Like, it's Twitter's just sort of gone absolutely bonkers. And it's like our Bible now that we have to listen to what everyone says. Yeah. I haven't got a fucking clue who half these people are that we're linked with.
No, but I imagine you, Steve, you totally avoid it, don't you? You've been on holiday. There's people like Mark, and I'm not but he loves every second of it.
I just don't really give a shit about what a lot of people say. And, like, we've been linked with some young kid today from some Spanish team.
Bill Bauer, yeah, I'd never heard of him. But then we're not scouts, so it's not our job.
His scoring record doesn't look particularly impressive either. I'd never heard of him either, and I googled him last night, and, you know, his stats don't look particularly impressive, so I'm glad that one didn't come to fruition.
I wouldn't mind Mandzukic, and this sounds terrible, and people, but look, someone like Llorente, if it's that desperate, if he's our only option for Europa sub helping Greenwood minutes. That's how desperate that we need some. When we've got 9 games in December, we're going to need an extra body.
Yeah, and you know what? That 33-year-old might have put.
Well, Mandzukic would be a right bastard. He'd do his Latin job. I'd have him in a fucking.
I think as long as he was coming in to, you know, be used sparingly, not like Zlatan.
Yeah.
Zlatan was used too much for me. Yeah. You know, he was great for the dressing room, but he played too much.
Yeah. But I agree with. That, you know, Nathan about Dybala or whatever, he didn't want to come in. And you're just doing what we've made the mistake of doing with Di Maria and that. You just pluck a name, big name out of thin air and then say, come here, and then they'll want to fuck off in a year. I get what Ollie's trying to achieve. Bill.
Do you know what, though? Everyone's talking like really doom and gloom about this transfer window. And do you know what? It's not great, but we knew that this was going to happen. We didn't expect us to go out and spend £200 million of money. Like, I seen a stat today that we've actually only spent £15 million because the money that we've saved with Herrera's wages and the money that we got for Herrera. But the players that we've signed Maguire and we signed Wan-Bissaka, who are proven Premiership players.
Do you want to sing it, Stage?
Say again.
Do you want to sing it?
Do I want to sing what?
Wan-Bissaka, 2 Bissaka, 3 Bissaka, 4.
I've got a valid point here. So
go on, Steve, go on.
So we've signed two decent English players. We've signed another very, very promising British player.
and we've got rid of three players that no one really gives a fuck about. So is it all doom and gloom and negative? Is it just like a small step?
Well, that's the key. Is it's up to Ollie.
Superstar again. We want like another 80 million pound strike because it's not fucking worked in the past.
No, it depends on Ollie. But Ollie said just 3 weeks ago, if Rom leaves, one will come in. And that has not happened. So, Ollie, that's from Ollie on tour.
The only thing I think we're worried about is the money that we've got for Lukaku today that hasn't been spent today, where's that money going to go now?
Darcy.
Is that going to be paid for another one? Or is that going in a back pocket somewhere and we're never going to see that money again?
Well, what do you know? What were you going to say, Ben?
Well, I was just going to say, I don't think it's the fact that a striker is 80 million. We just spent 80 million on a defender. It's the fact that we're buying the wrong players. The recruitment has been poor for several years now. And it looks like the players, at least we have bought in, are the right kind of players that we want this window. Yeah. But what it has done is it's addressed the weaknesses in one area of the team.
Yeah.
There's weaknesses throughout, aren't there? So we know that. So we've got three good ones in. We're probably seven or eight realistically short of being a team that can compete for the trophies we want to be competing for. That was never going to be addressed in one window. I mean, I think we really needed five rather than three, but the reality is it's going to take three or four windows, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that. And I hope, but the thing is, we're all going to say the same. We hope that. But are people going to give Ollie time if we don't start the season well? That's not
the thing, isn't it? Yeah. I'm saying three or four windows, you know, two seasons perhaps to be back competing with City and Liverpool. That's if everything goes smoothly. That's if Ollie continues to make progress and people don't turn against him. You know, if we were to sort of get rid of Ollie mid-season, which I think
we all talked about
at the end of last season, it wouldn't surprise any of us if that's to happen, then you're right back at square one again, aren't you?
Yeah,
you
know? And it's lunacy.
I think at the moment, we're not even at goal yet. I think we've fallen that far behind. I think we all know that, like Ben just said, we've got three decent signings. We still need another five, six, seven decent signings. You're not going to get them all in one window. We all know that it's going to take time, but the football's been that shit for the past couple of years just to sort of sit there and watch. That, you know what? Let's give the kids a go. We can't fucking bore us any more than
it has. No, I agree with that, Steve, and I'm encouraged. Gomez has his touch and his ball control has really come along, you know. So I want to see him. I want to see him do well, but I don't want to put so much pressure. That Fergie was great, you know, with gigs. That you bring a player in and you know where to take him out. And if you haven't got the extra bodies apart from defence, you can't give them that opportunity to think. You know, even Rashford last year was fucking knackered. That's why he dipped in form. What's going to happen if Rashford gets knackered again?
Which more than likely will happen. Yeah. And like you said, it's the sheer number of games we've got with the Europa League, the two cups.
And I want the Europa League. I want to be entertained, be happy and show progress, which would be Arsenalitis, you know, make a top four, but also go on a cup run.
Yeah, my fear is that I think we'll start the season quite well, but I could see us running out of steam like we did again last season, particularly if we don't bring any extra players in January. Because, like I say, I think we've got loads of depth at the back, but we really do look short in midfield and up front, just the bodies as much as anything else.
Well, we're relying on Pogba to win us all over and fucking dance to Sound of Music, and we're all singing the same. You know, he's got a huge season ahead of him now.
Do you know what?
I think he'll stay now. United would be so embarrassed to lose him now. It would.
Do you know what?
I don't think we can afford to lose.
Yeah,
him
we
now,
can't.
Can
we? You just can't.
Now, he has done this season. This pre-season. I don't like the guy. I don't see the fanfare around him. I don't see how everyone sort of thinks he's one of the greatest midfielders in the world. But he has kept his nut down to a certain extent this summer, and I'm quite pleased with that.
And he pissed off, didn't he?
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised at him acting up, but there you don't know what goes on. Well, you try and find out and ask, but. I was surprised he really...
I think the difference is I think Ollie has been quite ruthless with Lukaku, which I've actually really liked, and he's made it clear that he's not in his plans. So obviously he's tried to force a move through, and maybe that's done everyone a favour.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the difference with Pogba is, A, there's not really been anyone interested in terms of he's all prepared to pay what we're asking, and B, you know, I think Solskjaer very much still sees him as part of his plans. He wants to keep him if possible, doesn't he?
Yeah. But it's huge. There's huge moments from huge players that you hope. You know, I'm very excited to see Maguire. I think I'd make him captain straight away. Set the tone. There's a new, you know, brush in town. Right, this is a man. He's got ambition. He's driven. You lot haven't been. He's the new captain. And then who's on board for all of this? The changes that you're going to make. But it goes back. You know, if anger is around in October or November, please let it be directed at the Glazers. If it goes on, Ollie, I'll just be, you know, what have we learned? You can't keep on this.
I agree with that, making Maguire captain. I think, like, in sort of where I work, if it's not working, they bring someone else in, and he's like the new boss, and I don't see that that's a bad thing, and I think that's the entirely right thing to do. I don't see anyone else who's showing leadership quality to drag us from where we are at the moment up where we need to be. So I give him the job.
I think Young's got it now, hasn't it? And it's like, when's he even going to be on the pitch?
Yeah, a lot, Nathan, you know this.
We've had that before, haven't we? I mean, I think towards the end you had like Vidic and Ferdinand were club captain, but they weren't really playing very much. I think in 12 months' time, Maguire will be the captain.
Yeah,
I think what you'll find is he'll probably end up wearing it a lot in games, because hopefully you're right and Young won't play that much. Yeah. I think Young's probably club captain. He can do all
in
the
night,
Christmas visits to the hospital.
What bonuses, Ben?
Well, that's a fair question.
He's a fellow slabhead, Steve. So what do you... Are you pleased with him?
Finally, do we get bonuses for Red News?
We don't sell, Steve.
You are?
You don't sell.
Are you fucking joking, aren't you?
You're going to sell on Sunday, then?
I've retired.
Are you going to sell on Sunday?
Yeah, I will sell on Sunday, yes.
So what do you think of Maguire, Steve? He's a fellow... He works... He's from your working area.
He is from my working area. He said, do you know what? My brother-in-law's a Sheffield United fan. I work in Sheffield. I work about a mile from Bramall Lane. And it's weird, really, because everyone you speak to around here is sort of dead proud of him for moving to Man United. That's their pinnacle. They all sort of seem to have Sheffield United, and then they also seem to have like a bigger club. And they're all like ever so proud of him for signing for United. He's from Mosborough, and can I tell you that they have a lad that I know played football with him, plays football with his brother, and a couple of months ago he comes up to like the local pub, has a couple of beers with his dad and his brothers, and he leaves his card behind the bar. So when we have Sheffield United away, we should find where this pub is.
That sounds like a plan. I'm looking forward to Sheffield United. As Dan put, make that a 5:30 and this season will sound a lot better than it has already.
Yeah.
We had a Virgin Mary turn up in one of the sellers' belts last year, and no one's confessed to how we came about it, and I've still got it.
And
a metallic Virgin Mary necklace, and I've still got it. How did it turn up in a belt? But are we going to need the Virgin Mary on our side this season?
I think so.
We always need the Virgin Mary on our side.
No, cut to the chase. Are you looking forward to Sunday? You are, Nathan.
I think it's a great sort of game to get us off to start. You go to football to be excited, and you go to football to be sort of on the edge of the seat. The Chelsea game is going to be a massive test. And if we get off to a flyer, we'll win the league. If we get off to a stinker, we'll get fucking relegated. We hate everyone again. I just think we need to get this pre-season bollocks and this Twitter bullshit behind us. I'm sick of hearing about Glazer out, Woodward out, hashtags and fucking all these different players that were meant to be
signed. Why though? What harm did it do, Steve?
I don't did.
What harm did that do?
He just, every time I went on, I wanted to see some tits on the internet. Fucking hurt. Like, some absolute fucking virgin moaning about something. And it's like you said, like last season, football is the most important, non-important thing in your life. And do you know what? It takes a massive part of our life and our sort of thinking side, but
we can't let them all get away with it, Steve. They just keep on taking the piss.
What should we do now that we didn't do 15 years ago?
Well, you don't drink bud, do you?
No, and what fucking good did that do?
Not that. No, I know.
Heineken now.
But if we don't exert any sort of pressure at all, they're just...
But what do we do, though, Barney?
Well, this is why I hope a new leader, some ideas. No, I know, but something comes up with some way that you can unite people. And I agree, Twitter's been, you know, twice I've been accused of being on the Glazer payroll. Fucking hell. If I was, do you think I'd be here? I'd be on a fucking beach in Barbados tweeting those Glazers are great, you know? Fucking hell.
You're wearing fucking clothes, I know that.
Avram Grant's ponytail on my fucking back every day. Jesus. Right, so Ben, are you looking forward to it? Real people?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, last season, the end was as bad as I can remember, really. And I've not been as kind of disinterested for a long time. But, you know, you have the 3 months off, you have a break from it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to going again. I'm looking forward to meeting up with everyone, having a few drinks. And, you know, if you can't have some optimism at the start of the season, then when can you? You know, as Steve said, it might be gone by 6 o'clock.
No, but that's what I did think today. You know, in the 80s, you're always lucky enough to go to the first games, pretty much. I might have done every one. And even as a kid, I used to be so excited that this will be our year. And even saying, yes, Glazers out, yes, hate them, but love United, that I still think, I can't wait for Sunday. See what it is. Yeah. It's not written in. It's not written down yet that we are going to be completely shit. We may fear it.
It's certainly not going to be our year, is it? I mean,
no chance.
But we have to be. But I think we've got to be realistic. We're a long way behind. And like Steve said, maybe we're not even at go yet. This is where it starts. And you know, I think Arsenal, Chelsea, nothing special. You know, there was very little in between. So realistically, I think we can come in the top four. I think it'll be City and Liverpool. I'm not sure on the order. I think Tottenham will probably be the best of the rest, and then it's going to be us battling with Arsenal and Chelsea again. We've got every chance of coming fourth, and we'll have a reasonable chance in the domestic cups. So we need to realise that at the start of the season. And what we need to see is decent football, and we need to see some kind of progress, really. We need to sort of see what he's trying to do, and that's what we've lacked for the last 5 or 6 years. You've not been able to see whoever's been in charge, what's the plan here, how are we trying to play, what's our identity. If we can see that this season, I think there's going to be a bit more optimism around.
No, I agree with that. I mean, that's what I was, even going back to Jose, sorry people, but, you know, I got that he wanted big, strong players, but we didn't see anything like a mentality or approach like he had at Chelsea. Nothing to make out that was any real difference from Van Gaal or Moyes, really. You want to see us move on and show. And that's why the fitness and the hunger and the youth and the pace. And as I say, Nate, you have been excited, Nathan. Not saying we're going to win the league, but...
No, like everyone said, the end of last season... And I think I was the most disappointed by the end of the season because we saw the uplift in it after Jose left. And then it was like, oh, it's the same again. It's like how early did we leave that last game? Like, I've never left the game so early, that last game. It was just like, what's the point of even being here? It's just, but, you know, watching the pre-season, and it's just like, you're seeing the youth coming through, and I've said, like, throughout today, in the last couple of days, like, and people have been saying, why have we not got a replacement for Lukaku? And it's just like, what are you replacing, though? It's like, I know that you need that other alternative, but I know that we can't completely rely on the kids, but they need an opportunity at some point. And if you know, Rashford had to come in and took that opportunity when he was given it, you never know. And it's just watching the pre-season games, it has got me back into like they've been playing decent football, and even I think they've all looked like they're buying into what Ole is saying. Even like the main thing that for me is Martial is like tracking back and like challenging for defence. You know, he's challenging back, trying to get the ball back and stuff. And I've never seen him do that. And it's like that's something.
Keep it going. You know, he's got to keep it. He's got to keep that going. I'll tell
you. You know, it's just like.
Yeah.
When have we seen players like that challenging from the top, like trying to. And it's as if they're finally like buying into a mentality. And like you're saying, you just hope that things go well for the start so that.
Yeah.
They don't jump in and change it again.
Yeah, but the key is also when the shit does hit the fan, and it will hit the fan, is do these players fucking not revert to type and respond and react to it? And I think the season depends on De Gea improving because he had a bad season. I love him, but he had a poor season. Maguire leading the line. At last, we'll have someone who can hold the line. Pogba and Martial and Rashford. And those five players... Mm-hmm. will be instrumental in how we do and how.
Well, don't forget, last season we conceded a ridiculous amount of goals. Now that in theory, with Maguire coming in, if De Gea has a better season, with Wan-Bissaka is a definite improvement.
Yeah,
we should be a lot tighter at the back. So
I worry about Shaw a bit. I still think we're all unsure about him.
He's the weak link. In
which
that
is surprising.
Why do you think he's the weak link?
Because his tracking is really bad. Still, it's like. He doesn't get back into position.
I honestly think him with better players will improve him.
Maybe we'll see.
I think us seeing the impact that Wan-Bissaka's made on the other side has highlighted the weaknesses in Shaw over the pre-season.
Yeah.
Tackling. It's like, wow, actually, you know, we see Shaw in some like. Pushing forward, attacking like left back, but it's like, well, if you're comparing it to the other side, he needs to like book his ideas.
Yeah.
Like we said, it's never been since he got injured.
Yeah,
he's never really.
And the tackling that Wan-Bissaka has done, that Shaw, I don't know. Like, we'll see. Let's see. It's all so many seasons. I will say, this has gone quick, so we'll just finish. I will say thanks to everyone who supported the campaign. I didn't think we'd get close to it, and you've. Blown us away. We've got 48 hours left to reach 264. You're getting a different, diverse read. Thanks to every one of you who plans to buy it or supported it. It's appreciated beyond words. And right, my final question. I've got two questions to you both. Marks out of 10 for the transfer window, and final thoughts for how you think this season will go.
Who's that?
Nathan.
Out of 10 I'd say a 7.
Bloody hell.
I think, like we said, the people that we have brought in is things that we've needed. We've not brought in things that we don't need. But there are other places that, it's not been perfect, there were other places that we needed to sign. But, like we said, what can we do about offloading people when no one wants them? You know, there's nothing. So I'd say 7. I'd say so.
Right. And where we're going to go this season? What we're going to achieve?
I think, like someone said, that Chelsea and Arsenal, I don't think they're going to be it. Like, they're probably about the same. So it's going to be challenging for fourth. I think Liverpool are going to drop off. I do think they will drop off this year. But we're not going to be challenging
fucking for hopefully. Time. Right, Steve?
Go for the cup. We want to be in
Gdansk. We all want to be in Gdansk. Gdansk Reds. Steve?
Where's Gdansk?
Jesus Christ. You didn't just ask that teacher, did you?
Oh, you were well travelled, Steve.
I am well travelled, but I don't fucking see shop.
Oh, my God.
Me and Nick went to Gdansk a few years ago.
No,
you might actually come away again with us, Steve.
Oh, I'm not sharing a room.
No, I've done that. Right, go on, Steve.
What do you want to know?
How can you forget two questions from a minute ago?
Mark out of 10 for the transfer window.
And prediction.
I'm predicting
a mark. You like marking, you're a teacher.
I'm giving you a mark out of 10 for the transfer window.
I gave it a 7.
Mark out of 10 for the speed that I've had tonight.
What did you have for tea?
Right, so my mates brought the some of these sausages over from Cyprus. So on the barbecue, they're absolutely mega.
I hope they were put in a fridge, otherwise they're going to be well off, and that's you with the shit on Sunday.
I've got another two. To be honest, mate, I've got 6 weeks off, so I don't care if I shit myself or not. Not my concern. So I've done a bit of halloumi, a bit of meat, a bit of salad.
I've got into halloumi. I've never used to like it, but I don't mind it now.
Oh, lovely.
It's a bit bland. It's not the greatest taste. Right, come on, Steve. Transfer window.
I'm pleased with the players that have come in. I'm disappointed that we've not got rid of the players that we wanted to get out. I think that was the biggest thing for our transfer window. I think the majority of us wanted to get rid of Deadwood and...
And Edward.
Yeah, poisonous little...
I'll tell you what, there's one consolation from Twitter transfer is that 20 years ago I'd have spent about £20 on ringing club call today to find out we'd fucking signed no one.
But Barney, it wasn't 20 years ago, it was about 30 years ago.
Well, I've told you my story.
Little cards in your season ticket.
We got in, two things, we got into bars in Norway with a club call card saying we were part of the playing squad. And that was our membership. And also, I ran club call during International Week, and all it was Bobby Robson talking about how great Brian Robson is. I'm sure I've told this. Anyway, I put the phone down. 2 hours later, I came back upstairs. I must have been 17 or 16, and I heard someone on the phone. I thought, who's that? Picked it up. It's Bobby Robson. I thought, why is Bobby Robson on the phone? I'd fucking left it on for 2 hours. Anyway, I was shitting myself. So the bill comes. I hadn't told Dad. And I said, before you open the bill, I've got something to say. And he went, how much? It was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but he clearly said that on the card. He clearly said something.
Oh, but it wasn't even like proper United news. It was Bobby Robson just talking about bland quotes about Robbo's a great character.
Idiot.
No, there were loads.
Idiot I've ever known who's fucking rang anything.
He's not. Steve. I did it as well, and I got in trouble with my dad as well.
The thing is,
I think it's when we were chasing Overmars. I'm desperate for Overmars.
I think my dad thought he's going to confess he was ringing 0898 sex nines, but no, I fucking rang club call.
He would have been happier with
that. Right, so Ben. Ben, your predictions.
Hang on, you're not asking me a second question.
Oh, sorry. Right.
Can you give it a number out of 10 yet?
this is supposed to be a quick one. Right, Steve, prediction for the season.
I think we'll affect the league. I'm not saying we'll win it.
Oh, don't do all that again. What? Who do we want to lose less against? Fuck all that.
No, I think we'll have a. I think we'll be there or thereabouts.
Jesus.
I just don't think that Liverpool will have the pace. I think if they get a big injury, if they get an injury to one of their big centre half at the back, I think that's going to affect them massively.
What was in your fucking sausages, Steve? They were thereabouts.
Magic, mate, magic.
All right, on that note, Ben, the final words go to you.
Transfer window, I would say about a 3 out of 10.
Oh, Jesus.
I think the players, as I said...
Fucking hell, I'm going to get the whiskey out.
The players we brought in have been good, all three of them, but it's not really nearly enough, and the players we haven't got rid of. But I do accept that, as I said, it's going to take 3 or 4 windows, but I don't think you can say that what we've done is really anything like enough. In terms of where we finish, I think we'll finish 4th. And let's be optimistic, FA Cup.
I'll take that. Where was Woodward for the last 5 weeks anyway? that's a side thing.
What is it? What's the point in him?
Well, on-field performance can do things. Anyway, he thank God I don't go to games and sit next to him. I sit next to real mates and people I can't wait to see.
I've got to say, with Woodward, the thing that's annoyed me the most of the whole transfer window is we've still not got this sporting director of football.
No.
And it's August now, and we were promised it in January that we're going to, before they appointed the manager, that we're going to get that sorted out.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's
it is waiting for Godot. It's just briefing lies. It placates. There'll be something tomorrow, won't there? There'll be something that comes along that says Manchester United plan a 60 million January swoop. They couldn't get the right players. They only wanted ones that fitted into our new cultural thinking. There'll be all this bluster, and then they'll say Woodward's canny operator.
It's like how many people over the last few days has it been United have pulled out of the negotiation? It's like, no, we've not pulled out. The person that we've tried to get doesn't want to come.
Yeah.
And we've jumped in saying, oh, no, we didn't want him in the first place.
But you know what, Nathan, I'm not defending Woodward here by any means, but we've all said, haven't we, that we have signed too many off the wrong players in the last few years, and players have come for the wrong reasons. So if they don't want to come, then we should be walking away. We shouldn't even be entertaining players.
I'm glad that we didn't just, like, sign him just for the sake of it and then have someone else there that doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you'd still hope.
Maguire and Wan-Bissaka wanted to come. They're buzzing about it. Families were buzzing off it. That's what you need.
I just think we lack that, you know, the person who's going to break down the defence, the canny one to give the killer ball, the killer pass, killer vision. But that's Mr. Pogba. I've mentioned you enough times. This is your moment.
If you're listening.
Right, so lads, I'll see you all on Sunday then. Say happy 50th, Steve. Do you want to sing a little song?
About what?
Our 50th podcast.
Oh, maybe it's because I'm from Manchester.
Oh, God. All right, on that note, see you later, lads.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.